AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two Western sources say there's been a little bit of progress in the Iran nuclear talks, which face a Tuesday deadline to come up with an agreement for a framework on Iran's nuclear program. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We have never been so close to a deal. Still, we have some critical points that need to be solved.
Seven young people, including a number of college students, have been wounded in a shooting at a spring break party early yesterday morning in Panama City Beach, Florida. Bay County Sheriff spokeswoman Ruth Curley says emergency crews found victims scattered all over the place.
Two victims were across the street from the home. One was in the median of Thomas Drive, three victims in the home, and one right in front of the house, all of them bleeding.
Three of those shot are in critical condition. The condition of another is unknown after she had surgery for a number of gunshot wounds. A 22-year-old man from Mobile, Alabama, is in jail charged with seven counts of attempted murder. At least 25 people suffered minor injuries when an Air Canada jetliner from Toronto left the runway in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Businessman Mike Magnus says the airliner might have cut a power line on the way in.
It is my understanding. Now, I was in the plane, so I was in the first row, so I'm only hearing this secondhand, but it appears that the plane clipped the power line as it approached the runway.
Kentucky is still undefeated, reaching 38-0 with a 68-66 win over Notre Dame to make it into the NCAA Final Four. Irish head coach Mike Bray says it was a tough game to lose.
We're extremely disappointed. We really thought we had a great chance of beating them.
Wildcats will play Wisconsin, 85-78 winners over Arizona. Today, it's two more games to reach the Final Four. This is AP Radio News. It's Palm Sunday, the start of Holy Week ahead of Easter for millions of Christians. A choir during services at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Pope Francis led procession and joined other prelates to celebrate Mass with tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. Green slime flowed last night during Nickelodeon's Kid Choice Awards. Angelina Jolie, named favorite villain for her role in Maleficent, says that when she was young, she was different, which is good.
Don't fit in. Don't sit still. Don't ever try to be less than what you are. And when someone tells you that you are different, smile and hold your head up high and be proud.
Among the other winners, Emma Stone as Best Actress for her role in The Amazing Spider-Man 2 and favorite family TV show, Modern Family. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.